بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Continuing with the reformation of character and how a person can perfect his character, which is the most heaviest attribute on the day of Qiyamah in the skills of a person. To get good character, to reform one's character, we mentioned the first step is to make tawbah in the court of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then to inculcate within oneself the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fear to disobey Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and thereafter to have hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter, ulama explain part of good character with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and with the creation is to have haya, modesty, to have shame in a person, which is a very, very valuable and commendable quality which every believer should have. Modesty is a very beautiful quality. One has shame from the creation, then he will not do any action which they dislike, because he feels ashamed. He won't put himself in a situation, or she won't put herself in a situation that the creation will dislike them. This is also sharam and haya, modesty. Then to have modesty from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And you also haya, ulama explain, Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi says, modesty means, la yaraka mawlaka haifa nahaka. That a person should not do, or should not be such a place which his mawla, his Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, has prohibited and prevented him from being in that place or doing a certain action. If he is ashamed to do it, then Allah is seeing me right now. My Allah is Al-Basir, Al-Khabir, all-informed, all-seeing. Allah knows everything I am doing. Allah knows I am here. I am doing a certain action. So that amount of sharam and haya. Likewise, if shame for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala develops, then one will abstain from those actions which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala dislikes. We all should get this consciousness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Every given moment of my life, Allah is observing me. My illustrious Sheikh Abdul Hamid Sahib gives an example. Nowadays we have cameras everywhere. We go to the doctor's surgery in the foyer. We go to the dentist. We go to some clinic, some hospital, wherever it may be. There are cameras everywhere. That we feel ashamed even to pick our nose. Possibly they catch me on camera. What about the camera of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? It's always on, always running, everything is being recorded. Hazrat gives an incident of a person, one of the European countries, that drove through a green robot. As he drove through, the camera flashed. So he thought to himself that the robot was green and the camera still flashed. So he went a second time again. He drove through the green robot and the camera flashed again. He thought to himself that if I get a ticket now, I have a case against the state, I will sue them for faulty camera or faulty traffic light. He went a third time, and again the camera flashed, although it was a green light. Now he waited for the ticket to come. When the ticket came, the ticket was for him not having his seat belt on. Allahu Akbar. Where that camera was focused, what he was looking at. That is why, always to remember, that Allah's eyes are upon our eyes. Allah's camera is upon our camera. We have the sharam and haya within ourselves. May Allah is looking at what I am looking at. May Allah is all informed, all aware. Hazrat gives a beautiful incident of a lady in the war that had taken place at one time. And the war came to an end. And there were bodies that were strewn all over the battlefield. Old lady with her parda on, many of the women also going around looking for their loved ones, their husbands or their sons or their fathers. She was going looking for a husband and she had a hijab of parda on. And walking between the bodies, looking for the body of her husband, somebody says to her that at this moment also you're still wearing your parda hijab, you hardly can see, how are you going to find your husband? Beautiful reply she gave. She says, my husband has passed away, but my modesty hasn't died. My modesty hasn't passed. I still feel ashamed. I still have haya in me. The modesty is still there. So for us as men and as women to inculcate within ourselves, our children, this modesty and this haya. That is why my Sheikh says, in the old days you would find that we had bathrooms that were designed in such a way that you would sit down and bath. This is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You would sit and have a bath. That now preserves the modesty of our children, of our mothers, our wives, our children, the women folk in our homes. Today we find the type of showers we have, which is non-Islamic. It's not the sunnah. Where a person now is standing, unclothed, be it a dadi, a nani, old man, but now he's standing there under the shower, the glass is clear also. Slowly, slowly, gradually, this culture, Western culture, has eroded and has eaten away at our sharam and our modesty. Therefore, we find that now our children grow up also, there's no more adab and respect. They don't feel ashamed. They don't feel shy anymore. And you want them to be confident, our young girls also. Modesty is a very, very valuable commodity in the eyes of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Little things we do, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to inculcate the sunnah again. And our bathrooms, if we have it, tint the glasses. Now we have certain type of films and papers, etc. that we can put on the glass, so nobody can see it through. We can change the shower heads for 2 meter hoses, for a nice handle shower, that we can sit and we can bath. How many old lady, old man standing in the shower because of steam, loses balance, loses consciousness, falls down in the shower, hip replacement, hand got broken. For us to come back to the sunnah, to inculcate within us is modesty, the sharam and haya. And to bring back into our lives the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal and to inculcate within ourselves this valuable quality of modesty and haya. Akhir du'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.